on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Victorian Form Preview this Monday, racing at Warwick. Nabil, looking forward to the good program at Warwick, Nabil, today. And the track conditions for the program, it's a soft seven, and the rail is in the true position for the entire circuit. Looking forward to catching up with Harry Coffey in a moment. But before that, Warren Huntley joins us and was. Congratulations to you too. A stellar tipping performance on Saturday. Five winners on finals day. You must be counting the cash.
Well, they've been pretty straight, Michael, didn't they? I reckon that might have been about par for the course in golf terms, but always good to line the horses up that have been racing against each other and end up on top. That's always a good feeling.
Well, if par's five, I'm in a world of pain. But well done to you, Warren. Good to see the good horses getting home on Saturday. We won't let you rest on your morals, though. What do you make of the Warwick Nabil card today?
I want to get off to a good start. I think there's a couple later in the day where I'm quite different to the market, but they're very open races. So, I'm not necessarily against the horses that are in the market, but I'm sort of leaning away from the market in a couple of races later on in the program, and I'd like to get a bank before the quaddie starts.
We might be able to help you out there because Harry Coffey and his old man have got a very nice chance in the first. I've got a couple of scratchings Harry does today, but looking forward to seeing him back in the saddle. How are you, Harry?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. Warren, Harry, how are you?
I'm going well, thanks, Harry. And first of all, obviously, you took yourself out of play for a little while when COVID hit. How's your health holding up at this time, which is obviously a concerning time for everybody right throughout the country?
Yeah, my health's good. So hopefully I can keep it that way. Might be a bit scary if I catch what's going around, so just got to play it by ear. And hopefully I can be on some fast horses and social distance away from everyone.
Well, I don't reckon you'll be on a bigger horse in recent times or been on a bigger horse than the Fander Bantam. He looks like a giant, your first ride for your dad in the first today. Does he feel as big to sit on as he does to look at?
Yeah, he is a big horse. You got that right. And all the way through, he felt pretty slow as well. So the big went with the slow, and we gave him a couple of gallops, and he switched on pretty well. So he goes a little bit faster than he looks. But he is a big horse, and that's probably the only concern with Warwickville. It can be quite tight. So me and the Fander Band, we'll have to have our finger out to get around Warwick today.
From that draw, what are you, obviously still learning about his racing style, etc. How would you like the race to unfold?
Yeah, well, obviously when horses are pretty short in the market around Warwickville, you like to bounce them out and put them in the first three, but he's still a fair way from knowing what racing's all about. So we're still in the process of teaching him and trying to make him a better horse later on. So hopefully he can be close enough to the speed while still having an educational run. And I suppose the rest will be up to me with how many bums I try not to run up.
He goes round in the first. Your next ride for your dad is in the third, Warrawee Rose, a horse that should be pretty close to peak fitness, you'd think, and a horse you did ride last start. What did you make of a run on the home track at Swan Hill?
Yeah, I got a bit far back last time. I was sort of going to get caught wide, and she's a horse that has a really good finish, but you sort of need a rider with some cover to do that. And we were really thinking about scratching her today because she drew wide, but as I said, we're trying to social distance, so I'm probably going to be out wide by myself at the end of the day. So, no, she'll be finishing strong. It's just how the track will be playing at Warwick, but I say it's a soft seven, so hopefully they can be coming down the middle, and if that's the case, she's an each-way chance.
The other rides of today's race five, Swan Hill Connection there with Con Kelly, skilled assassin, an old veteran, so to speak, or he seems like a veteran. You look at his scorecard, and he's only a six-year-old, but a horse that you know reasonably well. How do you line him up today?
Yeah, this race looks like it could suit him today. He's a funny horse. He gets out the back and flies home, which is probably unsuitable on a tight track. Yet he did it one day at Kyneton. He was way out of his ground and he flew home late, won pretty well. So he's sort of been going along through the motions a touch, but back to 58 grade. If the race is run to suit, he'll be storming home late. And hopefully that can be the case. I really like it when he drops back into these benchmark 58 races. He always pulls his best performances forward for that.
Who do you think's your best ride, Harry?
Probably Warrawee Rose is closest horse to winning that I'm on today, but the Fander Bantam's definitely probably the nicest horse going forward. And they'll probably both get beaten, Skilled Assassin will win. So good luck to the punters with all that information.
Well, good luck, Harry. Safe riding, and importantly, stay safe and healthy in these times. We all know the issues you have to put yourself to ride on any occasion, and we just want to see you stay safe and healthy.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. And good to hear from you.
Yeah, good on you, Harry. You stay safe and healthy as well. Warren, we've got some breaking news which is coming through on Twitter. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, will be holding a press conference at 10:45 this morning. And it's been tweeted out by Richard Willingham, who's a state political reporter for the ABC, that it's understood the Victorian-New South Wales border is set to be closed following a meeting between the two premiers and the Prime Minister. So we will get more details on that at 10:45 this morning. But the fallout continues from this COVID crisis. So it appears that the Victorian-New South Wales border will be closed. Now, the impact on racing will be obvious with interstate horses and jockeys especially. But we do know that the borders have been closed, and with the quarantine period, you can get around that. But time will tell how long those borders will be closed for. But that is breaking news at this point in time, which we'll hear more about in the next hour or so. All right, Warren, let's get into this meeting at Warwicknabeal today. And we kick off the first race. Hopefully, we can start the day with a win. We take out 5 and 6, and the two runners that have been well back. We've spoken to both camps today, Billy Egan with MMDR and also the Phantom Bantam, who is the favourite at $2.30. Bishop Rock's at $4 and MMDR's at $4.20. Are they the three that you think will fight it out, Warren?
I think they are, Michael. Look, I'm leading to the Phantom Bantam. You know, watching him evolve, he looked to go okay in a jump out at Swan Hill, but as Harry said, he wasn't really under any pressure there, but his race day form was good. He's still learning his craft. He's a big horse, and the tight Warwicknabeal track might be an issue for him, but hoping Harry can get into a spot on the Phantom Bantam. I think he's got talent, as does MMDR. I think they're the two main chances. I don't mind Bishop Rock coming back in distance here, because he can be a bit keen in the run and do a few things wrong. So maybe back to 1,000 metres from a favourable draw, that can just be a good scenario for him to get into a better rhythm and pace himself better. And 12 Wild Rhapsody, I thought, ran okay on debut, would be better for the experience. That's the same race that the Phantom Bantam comes through. 8-3-1-12.
8-3-1-12 in the first race at Warwicknabeal today. Race number two, the scratchings you can take out 2, 7, 9, 11, 14, and 17. Shantara is the favourite here at $2.10. Has been well supported as well. Luana Magic's at $2.70 from the Paul Prushka stable, and then we're down to Arachne Attack at $7. Only three under double figure odds, and the punters have got this down to a two horse race. Warren, is that how you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm keen on Shantara. Gee, I thought, hadn't seen any recent work from her going into that debut run. She was beaten by a very smart horse in Pinkham and ran well on that occasion, been back to the jump outs at Geelong since and trialled very nicely. I think she can take advantage of a good draw, and I think she'll have that tactical advantage over Luana Magic, who appears as the danger on talent. So I'm keen on 12 ahead of 4. Luana Magic, that's the form line that the Phantom Bantam comes through in the first race. So we'll get a handle on that form line in the first race. And I expect it to hold up well there. And I expect Luana Magic to be the obvious danger. But I think Shantara can win. 6 Real Roy was okay first up. Will be fitter. And maybe 10 Create Your Own Luck. Interesting runner. First run for Elisa Hinch. And interestingly, was in the same jump out as Shantara at Geelong recently. And seemed to move along quite nicely. But certainly strongly leaning to Shantara out of that work. 12, 4, 6, 10.
Race number three. We can take out 5, 6, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 18. Dirty Diary is the favourite here. Billy Egan and Patrick Payne, $2.50. He's already is at $5, and then Warri Wise is at $6.50. We've only seen Dirty Diary once at the races, a nice third on debut at Echuca, and it's been well supported this morning. Warren, what do you think about the favourite?
Yeah, maybe same luck on that occasion and ran well. I think that can be a key form race here. And I'm tipping Dirty Diary because I think he maps to get a similar run and buoyed a bit by Billy's comments about how he rates him in terms of his prospects at Warwicknabeal today. But I thought out of the same race, as you said, Inkham ran well, looked a bit green, covered ground. Both horses will take a fair bit of improvement, you would think, just from the day at the races. But I think in the here and now, Dirty Diary might be a bit more push button. One ahead of 13 Easy Fair Income, who ran well on debut in the same race. Three who's already hard and fit, gets the blinkers off, just needing to find that extra half length or so to get the win on the board. And nine, Warrowy Rose for Harry, who I thought might be next best and should be strong late. 1.13.3.9.
1.13.3.9. And Izzy Fair Dinkum has been very well back since the opening market. A number of scratchings this morning, but it opened up $26, was $13 this morning, now into $7 for the runner that Warren gives a very good hope to in race number three. Race four, take out 2, 3, 9, 14, 15, 17 and 18. Beau Bell is the fave. Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. Geordie Childs rides at $2.90. Albenka Street's at $5.50. Electrifying Ladies at $7. So Beau Bell from the right stable only had five starts for three placings, and it's expected by most punters that it will break through today. Are you with this Brazen Beau filly?
Look, I think it's an even race. I've got a slight leaning to Electrifying Lady, number 10, ahead of 8, Beau Bell. I think they're both building to that that win and probably suited up in distance on breeding. You wouldn't necessarily think Beau Bell being by Brazen Beau, but out of him, Costa Mare was necessarily suited getting up in trip. But everything she's done indicates that she does want to step up in distance, drawn to get a nice run. She's got a slight leaning 10, Electrifying Lady, ahead of 8, Beau Bell. 7, Snowplough, also getting fitter with racing and looking like this trip will suit. 1, Albenka Street was poor last start, stablemate to Beau Bell. I just think he's better than that. And the fact that even on rain-affected ground, they've left him in, I'm including him as one of the chances. Because I think he's certainly better than what we saw last start. 10.8.7.1.
10.8.7.1. Race 5 is over 2,000. The benchmark 58. The scratchings are 5, 7, 8. 12, 17 and 18. B29 is the favourite. Dean Yendall's got 61.5 from the Pushka stable at 4.40. An open race though. Skyway Star $4.80. Jeune Elvis is at $7 along with Splendid. This looks a tricky affair, Warren.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Skyway Star's talent. She hasn't quite been producing it to the best of her ability in recent times, but you go back to some runs in benchmark 64 and 70 grade at Cranbourne going back 2 and 3 runs ago. They're certainly good enough to be the horse to beat here. A little bit of a gap between runs, and I just think back to a slightly firmer track than she was on last start with a raft of gear changes. I'm going to go to 6, Skyway Star, ahead of 2, B29, who was good winning last start. First racing prep, getting deep into it and up in the weights, but rode the speed and won well in an easier race last start. 3, Jeune Elvis was well supported last start. He doesn't win out of turn, but he gets back, he balances up, and he'll be strong to the line. And 13, Mark the Horse, I've got in as next best. 6, 2, 3, 13.
6, 2, 3, and 13. The first five races down at Warwick Nabil. We'll take a short break. On the other side, we'll be back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Warwick Nabil on a soft 7. Today, the rail is true. Warren Huntley's finding us all the winners, and we're up to race number 6, which is the first leg of the quaddy. In this race, we can take out 1, 5, 8, 12, 14 and 16. The favourite here is Bright Bell, looking for 3 in a row at $3.10. Dixie Built's at $6. Viva Achiever, $6.50. And then we're down to T-Train at $9. Warren, who do you like in the first leg of the quaddy?
I'm with the favourite. There's been a gap between runs for Bright Bell, but she seems to be able to run well with her races spaced. She's a multiple first up winner, so a little gap between runs not necessarily a problem, and she seems very comfortable on rain affected ground. And Mick O'Leary's been a great trainer for so long. You're trusting her to have her ready to go, and she's building a good record, particularly this campaign. 9 head of 2, T Train, who's also had a gap between runs, and I just think he'd been going a little bit below his best, maybe getting back on a slightly firmer ground. Here's a positive for T-Train, because his best is certainly good enough for at least this grade or a grade or two higher. Sweet Georgia Brown, stablemate from the Simon Wild stable. She had a relatively quiet jump out at Burrumbeat recently. She'll be better probably with a run or two under the belt, but she handles rain-affected ground, and this is a good distance to kick off her preparation. And 3, Rebel Excels, also had a freshen up back in distance and a tick over jump out. He seemed to relish racing on synthetic tracks recently, but maybe that's got his confidence up. 9.2.6.3.
9.2.6.3. Race number 7. This is a benchmark 58 over 1,200 metres. We can take out 3, 9, 10, 12, 17 and 18. Pristine Image is the favourite here at $3.20. Astro Castro being so consistent of late at $4.40, and then we're down to Grassmere Miss at $7 with the Brickman. Does Astro Castro get to break through today, Warren, or will it be another placing?
Well, he gets the blinkers off, might help him pace himself a little bit better. It's been an intriguing new contest in the Western Districts. Play Tiggy with Astro Castro and see who can run him down. And look, it's going to happen again today, I think, despite the fact that the blinkers are off. On with four, Pristine Image. Just the pattern might be a bit of a query here, but there still looks reasonable speed in the race. As long as Daniel Moore can get him away from the inside at the right time, just think he gets into a lovely spot, fitter for a couple of runs, back from a spell, and soft ground's probably a positive for Pristine Image. Loved his first up run, maybe just a touch flat second up, but I think this is a good race for Pristine Image. Four ahead of two, Artie Fred, who I think's big odds. He'll get back on the back off the speed, but he'll be very strong late. Loves rain-affected ground. Astro Castro will give a sight. Oh, I think it would be fitting for him to be able to win a race this campaign. He's just been dashing away and getting collared in the shadows of the post. Maybe the blinkers off can just be that that little bit of a touch that Aaron Purcell needs now that he's the preparer of Astro Castro. And six, Grassmere Miss, consistent and honest. 4.286.
4.286 in the seventh race, number eight. Over the 1,200 metres, we can take out 4.11, 13, 14, 17 and 18. Will Grace, Geordie Childs, Paul Pushker again is the favourite at $4. Beguilement at $5.50, undoubtedly so at $5.50, also first up today. What do you make of Will Grace? We know she was a horse that's performed in a lot better company and class than this race today over the 1,200 metres. How do you think she'll go today, Warren?
Well, if she wins, I lose, Michael. You do like to see him going better. Admittedly, a significant class drop, and at her best, she'd be winning this for sure. She can just be a bit too hit and miss for me, and if she hit, she'd be winning here, but I'm working around it. This is one of the races where I'm a little bit different to the market, and loved a recent jump out for a previous first-up winner, number six, Composed Legend. Admittedly, off a lengthy break, but recent jump out of Castleton was terrific and asked to do a bit, helping to I think, build fitness to be ready to go first up. And happy to have something small each way. Number six, Composed Legend at double-figure odds ahead of five, Chas Marlowe. Thought he'd been jumping out really well going into this campaign. Distance was just a bit too short first up, 1,000 metres behind a fast horse in Captain Crackerjack. Fitter, a heavy track winner, soft track winner with the blinkers going on today. I think he's ready to improve second up. Two, Brother Paul's going okay, nice and fit, and I'll put seven, Anna Meekin, who can be a bit wayward, but will be stronger to the line as next best. So I'm working around a couple of the favourites here. 6.5, 2.7.
6.5 and 2.7. Six at $13.390. So good value selection from Warren Huntley in the third leg of the quaddie. That brings us to the last. We've got a number of scratchings here. We can take out 3, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 15, 17 and 18. The favourite here is Red at $2.80. He Can Star. Logan McGill looking for three in a row is at $3.20. Royal Tyke at $5.50 and Glenferrie Girl at that same quote as well. So it's a diminished field here, Warren, but there's four runners well and truly in the market.
And I want all of them running for me in the last leg of the quaddie if we can survive that far, Michael. And number two, Riata, I think he's a real talent and maybe he's just taken a little bit of racing. He's been back to the jump out since his most recent run and just had a lovely cruisy jump out back in behind him. And his only exposure to soft ground wasn't a bad performance. So I'm not knocking him on the ground and I think he might have needed some racing to get fitter to be able to perform to something like his best. Two ahead of four, Royal Tyke, who'll ride the speed, give a sight, hard and fit. Did a good job kicking away and having to fight them all off last start. One, He Can Star. He's earned the weight in this grade for winning. It's a little bit of a claim for Campbell Rowilla, but maybe burdening that weight could be a slight challenge just getting up in the weights. And nine, Glenferrie Girl. Fitter for one run back from a spell and has competed in races better than this. 2.419.
2.419. All right. Early part of the program is where you were keen to cash in, Warren. Is that where we find our best bet and play of the day?
Playing the best in race two, number 12, Shantara. And I do think there's some value late in the program. Race eight, number six, Composed Legend, around the $13 that you referenced each way. First leg of the quaddie, 2, 6 and 9. Second leg, 2, 4, 6 and 8. Third leg numbers, 2, 5, 6 and 7. home with the four in the market, 1, 2, 4, and 9 in the last leg, and trying to build some money, as we said earlier, with a running double in races 1 and 2. First leg, 3 and 8 into 12 on its own in the second leg.
Oh, I like it, Warren. Well done to you. Well done again on Saturday. 5 winners. The punters panel were on absolute fire on Saturday morning. If you took one horse out of Flemington, who would it be heading towards a possible spring carnival campaign?
Yeah, look, I'd probably side with with Cherry Tortoni, whether he's a Derby horse or whether he's a sprinter miler. I mean, I'm sure Paddy Payne and the connections will figure that out, but he's a very nice horse, and if he doesn't get a Derby trip, he's got a great turn of foot to be able to win him a lot of races around the shorter courses if that's the way he ends up. And if he does relax well enough, as Billy says he does, and he can run a Derby trip, then he could be a Derby horse. So, yeah, I'd love what I've seen from Cherry Tortoni right through his brief career to date. So if you could package him up for me, that'd be nice, Michael.
I'll take a little bit of that as well. Good on you, Warren. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley giving us all the winners at Warwick Mill. If you missed any of those selections, you can jump on the RSN website, rsn.net.au, or if you missed any of this morning's program, you can download the podcast as well. That's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed the Monday edition. I'll be back tomorrow from 8:30. After the break, though, Gareth Hall with plenty of fallout from a huge weekend of footy and racing on RSN Central.